Several listeners wrote in with concerns about a bill that did pass, and it has to do with rules for when the public can view ballots that have been voted on. A number of groups, including the ACLU of Colorado and Common Cause, along with the Denver Post, by the way, are asking you to veto this bill, in part because it creates blackout periods before and after an election when the public and media can't inspect ballots. But candidates, campaigns, and political parties can. They say that's unfair, that some have access and some don't. So what do you plan to do here?
Well, part of the answer to that is that the interested parties, in most of the CORA requests of government, I can't call up and get your information from government, but I can call up and get my own information. So I'm an interested party. That's where the philosophy for this came, that only people that were directly involved in this should be able to get that information. I think it's a more interesting question because, to a certain extent, the entire community is an interested party in an election, and that there's a stronger argument to be made that they should also have the access. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about access after the election, and maybe there's a way to do it after 7 days, you know, after some point, but before certification. But that's not what the way the bill reads. You know, the other part of the bill, House Bill 1036, allows people to request information from the Attorney General's office when they're in the middle of doing an investigation, as long as it's not criminal. Well, an awful lot of times they can be doing an investigation that's not criminal, but could be very embarrassing to a person. And then until the facts all get resolved, probably that shouldn't be open to the public. And so that bill, we certainly support, and I think everyone supported that bill. In the Tuesday after the long filibuster, they got married together, and it is a little problematic.
So what do you plan to do there?
Well, we haven't decided whether we're going to sign the bill or veto it. Obviously, I either have to pass them both, sign them both, or veto them both. And that makes it difficult because there are some real privacy issues and freedom of information issues with Senate Bill 155.
Anything else that you might pick up the veto pen for? I say that. I don't know. Is this a special pen? Do you have a special veto pen? Or
No. Any pen in a storm, I say.
But is there anything else you're...
You know, there are a couple other bills that we are trying to analyze. And you know, there's a water bill that has a lot of people for it and a lot of people against it to do a rather large study of injections. There's a lot of water legal issues. And we're working through that. I mean, there's always a few bills that create a certain amount of concern among different constituencies, and you're trying to balance out what is good government, what is the best thing, the best result that we can do for the state of Colorado.